Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, February the 28th, 2023. I am Tungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about voter mobilization and registration ahead of general elections that President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to announce anytime soon. Political parties, including the ruling ZANU-PF and the Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, Zimbabwe's biggest opposition party, are out in full force urging people to go and register for the high-stakes election. Youth civil society groups are also out knocking on people's doors, with some offering incentives such as free food and transportation for those wishing to go to registration centers and register. Tonight, we are talking to some of those organizations, and next week, we will be talking to political parties. Lichonanjani Zimbabwe omuhle siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngohlelo lokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota ngobunengi kukhetho olukhangelelwe ukwenziwa lonyaka ngontulikazi kumbe ngoncwabakazi. Abamabandla ezombusazwe kanye labehlanganiso ezizimeleyo baphakathi kokukhuthaza uzulu jikelele ukuthi ayebhalisa ngobunengi kungakhathalekile ukuthi umuntu usekela liphi ibandla. Lamhla sixoxa labenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo njalo abezombusazwe sizaxoxa labo ngeviki ezayo. Kwazwai batereri beStudio 7, nasi mwechirongwa che Live Talk The Connection, tiri kutarisa chirongwa zvekukurudzira vanhu zvikuru sei vechidiki kuti vanyorese kuvhota musarudzo dziri kutarisirwa kuitwa gore rino. Vemapato anosanganisira ZANU-PF neCCC vari kumhanya-mhanya mumaguta nekumaruwa vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vanyorese kuvhota neuwandu hwavo. Nasi tichange tichikurukura nevemasangano akazvimirira oga uyezve vemapato ezvematongero enyika tichange tichikurukura navo muchirongwa chino svondo rinouya. But before we dive deeper into today's topic, let's cross the Limpopo River, where a South African group is bringing films to African youth in impoverished areas with poor services through solar-powered portable cinemas. The group, Sunshine Cinema, is in four countries but aims to inspire more youth on the continent through African films. Zahim Kasim reports from Pankok in South Africa.
Like most villages in South Africa, Pankok has little access to power or the internet. Watching a film is a rare treat from aid group Sunshine Cinema, which brings a solar-powered movie projector and speaker to poor, remote areas. The group also provides jobs to operators like Larata Atlawa, who says that African films they select are not about entertaining, but inspiring.
After viewing the movie, you realize the way I might have been doing things might have been a little bit offish or might have been wrong. And then it changes your perspective drastically to say, I can actually be a better person in my community. I can actually go out there and be the change in my community.
South Africa's government says nearly two-thirds of youth under 24 are jobless, raising the temptation of crime, especially among young men. A boys' mentorship program hosted today's film, Riding with Sugar, a South African film that tackles the issue of xenophobia.
Events like this are important because they help us to know which part of the future we want to be a part of. A future whereby we can eliminate all racism, all xenophobic attacks on foreigners, you know, and we just want to be a better version of humanity.
Sunshine Cinema, which runs on donations, started a decade ago in South Africa, but has since spread to neighboring Zimbabwe, Zambia, and Malawi. They are ready to expand further across Africa, says co-founder Sadal Willow-Smith.
We would love to expand into other African countries. We believe that we have a model that can really work because we are addressing youth unemployment at the same time as working in distribution. The young people that go through our program receive rigorous training in impact facilitation. So they're coming out of this program with a lot of soft skills as well as a lot of skills that can be transferred into the workplace.
Sunshine Cinema says their goal is to spark conversations about issues that affect Africans. They also offer an online course for anyone in a developing country with scholarships for those who cannot afford it on how to use media for impact. For remote communities like Pankop, the impact of the solar-powered cinema is to bring hope for a better world. Fihir Kasim for VOA News, Pankop, South Africa.
And now back to our main topic. In Harare especially, large crowds have been popping up lately at registration centers set by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, with some complaining they are spending a lot of time in line. Here is 19-year-old God Knows Geoffrey talking to Studio 7's Frank Chikore at a crowded registration center last Friday. Godfrey ari kuchema-chema ne kunonoka kwezek kunyoresa vanhu nekuti kwakange kwakazara pa registration center iyoyo.
Ndaona zvakakonzera kuti ndezvokuvota kuti tisima yusa nofanira kusumbira nyika tofanirwa pachimire
saka tikatarisa mafambisirwo ari kuitwa zvino panapa tingati masvika nguvai uye zvinhu zviri kumbofamba sei pano
tizo tifamba sei panapa zvitombozivo kuti panapa tasvika zvemasix batiiri tangobata laini asi tombozivo tofamba sei tongonaona tingomhanya-mhanya malaini achakungozara
saka chamunofunga kuti chingaitwe chii kuitira kuti vanhu vakawanda vakwanise kurejista kuvhota vakwanise kurejista kuvhota
ndaitofunza pamwe touya kana kuri kumalocations kwatogara ungoisa zvimakuzva kuti totongorejistera kuriko kumalocations
semuchete murejistere kumalocations
kozvino zviri izo nangora kuti makatakangoti iyo location neimwe imwe ine senda yekurejista vanhu vanongokasika kuti asetisekwa nengova totogara kuzvino.
French Kore akataura zvene mumwe wechidiki uyo anoti Zek inofanira kukoshesa vechidiki pakunyoresa kwayo zvikuru sei avo vari kunyoresa kekutanga kana kuti ma first time voters. On his part, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission admits there are few voter registration centers and that some people have to travel as far as 150 kilometers to register, especially those in small towns and rural areas. And now to help us discuss this issue, we are joined by Project 4263 Director Yangasen Matete, Ngovisita Donga of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance, as well as Takuzwa Ngazuore of the RIP initiative, which stands for Register, Elect and Protect. Welcome to Studio 7, gentlemen, and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start with Mr. Matete. We are told registration centers are recording high numbers of people registering in Harare these days. Mr. Matete, what are you observing as an organization?
Thank you, Mkomo. Yes, indeed, it is true that state offices are currently overwhelmed by young people who are going to register to vote in their numbers. So what we are observing on the ground is that many young people spend a lot of hours in the queue trying to register to vote, and some of them actually end up leaving because we know that our current economic status, that most young people actually spend that, to be honest. So they do not have a lot of time that they can spend in queues. So we are currently trying to talk about the electoral commission that they actually come up with their registration information there so that they can be able to register as many young people who want to register to vote. Most young people actually desire to register to vote. They want to participate in the electoral commission. What is noted also is young people that these workers that they are facing, unemployment that they are currently facing, issues of inflation, issues of poor wages, all those issues that they are facing, poor health, leave a report or lack of refuse collections, lack of clean water, is actually a polling issue. So the young people want to take all their problems to the ballot box, but unfortunately they are being denied this chance to take their issues to the ballot box, because the Electoral Commission is not for it. Not coming up with the GPP, or not to centralize the registration center so that young people can actually register to vote. It's actually a better now that young people can actually go. There are some places where young people can actually not afford to go to register to vote. What we know that if you are in Sierra Falls, you need to register to vote in Wange, where you travel 100 kilometers, which is 12 kilometers to and fro, and you need around $20 to go there. So, across the country, many of people want to register to vote, but because of various reasons, we are not able to. So we are actually trying to force them to do their constitutional obligation to register people to vote. So we are currently negotiating or talking to FEC, but we also come to a time where if they fail to actually do their constitutional duty, also initiate other states such as legal challenges. So we believe that they should actually carry out its mandate. Now that they are done, they have the limitation processes, there's nothing that is holding them up to actually do a proper identification list. Because previously when they get that list, many young people did not yet finish their identity cards. Now many young people have acquired this identity cards. So it's time that the Electoral Commission do an extensive voter registration list.
Thank you there, Bamatete. And coming to you, Ngqobizita Tongang wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Christian Alliance. In Harare, Ngqobizita, uyezwa kuthiwa these days hayi bayagcwala abantu kuma registration centers. Kobulawayo kumi njani, kuyini elikubona?
Siyabonga kakhulu Ntunga, siyabonga ukubizwa kuhlelo namhlanje. Siyananzelela ukuthi eHarare yebo amanamba ayachela abantu abarejistayo. Kobulawayo singathi abantu balutshwane abahamba ukuyarejista ngenxa yezizathu ezilandelayo. Okokuqala, isenta lapho kurejista khona isendaweni engathi iphandle kwedorobho ngisayo. Okungukuthi abantu abaningi bengakwanisi ukuthi bahambe beyerejista khona ngayo. Then okwesibili, I think okwenzakalayo ukuthi inani labantu bakobulayo abancane abakwanisi ukuthi bechiye imisebenzi yabo besiya rejista ukuyavota.
Ukhona Tom.
Iningi labo bathisa ukuthi beyenze imisebenzi yezandla kunokuthi beyirejista ukuvota. Kodwa kungasenani kulenhlanganiso eziningi kobulawayo ezilohlelo lokunisela abantu abatsha ukuthi behambe beyirejista ukuvota. siyananzelela ukuthi ezinye zalezo nhlanganiso ziyanika abantu imali zokugada akwenza ukuthi bekwanise ukuthi behambe beyerejista. Kodwa ngombono wethu sibona ngani inani labantu babobulaya abarejistayo lisaselincane kakhulu. Yabo.
Yebo, siyabonga. Ntonga, uthi wena i-registration center yakoBulawayo ikhatshana iphandle kwedolobho ingaphi kahle kahle?
Siyabonga, i-registration center isefamona, okusho ukuthi umuntu ovela endaweni njengase-Country Park udinga imali ugadakakile ukuthi ekwanise ukuthi ereject ukuvota. So ngakho ngezenza ukuthi abantu abaningi bengathakazeleli ukwehlukana nemali yabo yokuthi esiye-Country Park engene edrobheni esikedrobheni egade futhi kabili efamona uyarejesta ukuyavota. So kwenza ukuthi abaningi bengathakazeleli akube behluleke ukuyarejesta ngenxa yalolu hosu.
Mhm, siyabonga mnumzana Tonga aqhubeka ubambile. Ndizoke kwa muri vamathethe as we wait for Takuzwanga Zwore. I'm sure my producers are trying to get in touch with him. Vamathethe ndakataura nava Jasper Mangwana vanova mutauri weZEC masvondo mashoma pfura. Vachitauraiwo kuti muzimo wenzvimbo hongo nyaya Victoria Falls people have to travel 100 kilometers to Wange. Asi vamangwana vanga vachitaura kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo where people have to travel 150 kilometers to go and register. And here we are tasarirwa ne a few months before we go to elections in July or August. Asi vanhu vachiri kuchema-chema nekuti nzvimbo dzekunyoresa dziri kushota. Sei hurumende kana kuti ZEC isinganyatsokoshesa nyaya iyi semaonero enyu?
Maonero edu ndeyekuti democracy is now being commercialized, is now being privatized, where only those with money are supposed to enjoy their rights, which are the next simple constitution, which says that everyone has the right to access they are right freely. So what we are seeing is that kana usina mari hausikwanisa kungochiregesa kuvhota. Kune dzimwe nzvimbo dziri kuti vamwana vanotofamba zvinzvimbo dzinemhuka. For example, nzvimbo yakaita seChiredzi North inzvimbo inotori nemhuka, kana kunavana ward 20 kune mhuka neinei. Saka kutotinoregesa kuvhota unofanira kukwira mota dzinokwirana 10 PM unosvika kuChiredzi mutauri na 10 AM mangwana acho. Saka zvinhuzvisingakwanisiki. Tikuona sekuti ikodzero dzevanhu dziri kurambidzwa nehurumende through ZEC iri kutora kodzero dzevanhu kurambidza vanhu kuti vange vachinziya vatoti marights avo iri pachena asina kutengesa. Saka tangofarandise kuti kodzero yekuvhota yangotiwa kune vane mari chete varikukwanisa kukwira makombi o varikukwanisa kunge vachikwanisa kutakura vanhu because kana tichitaura kuti muzimbabwe mune more than 3 million ofia kutipuke ripoteka regisa kuvhota yet there are not enough centers to cater to those young people. Even super weekend, the sisters are elected to Nigeria, but it was only more than 38 young people, 38% of young people who have to vote. In the ethical, because the electoral commission is in Nigeria, I found that there is no caravan. But in Zimbabwe, we find that the moon, It's on record saying that once they leave no one behind, because they can't work on anyone. You know, they can't work on anyone. They can't work on anyone. They can't work on anyone.
Thank you. Ndikubate muromo wa Matete. We'll come back to you shortly. Tinawa Matete, nawa no visitor, Donga ve Zimbabwe Christian Alliance. Wa Matete, ndewe Project 4263. uyasethu ukurukura nenyaya ye voter registration sikhuluma ngendaba ye voter registration kakhulu sikhangela abasakhulayo ukuthi bayabhalisa na njengoba ukhetho solusondele. Thank you, gentlemen, and please do stay with us as we go to a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight we are talking about voter registration and mobilization, especially of young people, ahead of general elections this year. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now, going back to our guests, we have Ngovizi Tadonga of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance and Yangasen Matete of Project Vote 263. Tadonga, si kangela uhlelo lokukhuthaza abasakhulayo laba ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota sisiye emuva. Abantu bebe madolonzima, especially bona abasakhulayo, ubumtshela umuntu umkhuthaza ukuthi hambe ebhalisele ukuvota, akutshela ukuthi ukuvota angingeni njalo kangisoze ngivote ngoba akulalutho oluzatshintsha, izanupiyefu izaqhubeka ibusa kulatshintsho oluza kuba khona. Nxa libakhuthaza abasakhulayo kathesi Tadonga ukuthi bayebhalisa, istory bana balitshela zona labo abangaba besala ukuyabhalisa.
Okay, siyabonga. Ndingakaphenduli umbuzo wakho, bengifisa ukuthi ngazise uZulu ukuthi thina uhlelo silenzayo thithi ngesilungu non-partisan. Nxa sikhuthaza abantu abatsha ukuthi behambe bevota, asinqwanelanga ukuthi siphakamise uhlangothi oluthize. So ngezinye sezinto esizenzayo, esesiyibonile njengenhlanganiso yokuthi from 2018 up to kathesi abantu abatsha sebengani sebeluthakazelela kancane uhlelo lokuyarejista ukuyavota. Kungenxa yani? Kungenxa yokuthi indlela osowukhulumiswana ngayo nabantu abatsha selutshiyeni kula kudala. These days kumele kuthiwa yi-WhatsApp, okuba khona le creative planning kakhulu. Wena nje ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi njengenhlanganiso, lezinye inhlanganiso ezifana nezethu ziyakhuthaza abantu abatsha through ama-sports, zikhuthaza abantu abatsha through ama-competitions. Lokho kuyenza ukuthi umuntu omutsha ethakazelele uhlelo lokuvota. Akusafani nakuqala ukuthi nanxa sasikhuluma ngokuvota kumbure kethu vota, abantu abacabanga ukuthi uhlelo lwabantu lapho kuliwa khona besiba le lokudlawudla ngokuningi. Kodwa these days abantu abatsha sesile ndlela ezithize esibafinyelela ngazo. Kwesinye isikhathi bengathi isikhathi esiningi akusela physical awareness eyenzakala kakhulu. Okuningi sokusenzakala through i-social media, o-WhatsApp, o-Facebook, o-Twitter ngale. So kusiba le engagement ebakhona kakhulu nabantu abatsha. Labo sebebona ukuthi hhayi, nxa kunje so ufite uhlelo lokuyarejista ukuvota lu-right, akula buzwanguzwangu obuningi.
Mhm.
Yabo.
Siyabonga vamatete ndi dzoke kwa muri imimi se Zimbabwe Christian Alliance, of course you are also non-partisan mrongo kurudzira vanhu vese kuti vanonyoresa saka pane vamwe zvikuru sei vechidiki vamuri kusangana navo here vano vari kuramba kunonyoresa uyezve ndezvipi zvikonzero zvavari kupa
chakutanga tingamirire ndiriyo project for specific slot Zimbabwe Christian Alliance kwenye ndichipinda mupfunzo yenyu ichokwadi vechidiki varipo vamwe vachivika kudhauta kuti kuvatakunoza kunochinda asi isusu basa ritinoziva kuti vana vemba havasunire musiwani vechidiki vari kuenda vachisunura mbichana mbichana ndosaka muchiona kuti manaini kana mitsese yevanhu yange ichiwedzera kunzvimbo dzinosava kufota tiri kushandagiraundi tisingaitwi vechidiki vari tichikurudzirana kuseesa kufota inyaya yekuti kumashure uku tatisingawani kana tinge tichitaura tiri tega vechidiki hatinoti PTP civic education yekuti tinge tichitaura tiri tega kuti wai zvakakosha kuseesa kufota saka iye zvinoizvi vechidiki takunda achivhurika meso taunda achiona kuti zveshuva matambudziko atikutanga nawo yese aya anokonzera nekuti tinenge tisingafoti saka taakuda taitinonyoresa kufota vashoma vedu vachirikanika kudhauta asinoimba kuti panonosvika maelections vaitisivawo vashoma vachinengekatokotati vakonvinza vandonyoresa kufota inyaya yekungoti pane zvimwe chete havakufata kuenda neya kuti nzogorana dzakati rebei ende neya dzemakiwi asi tandika kuimisa zvinhu rezimbabwe nekekuti ground tiri kushanda ende ground rakasheka thistime vechidiki vari kubuda nouwandu hwavo vakunyoresa kufota vakamirira sanzi richauya muna mugore ino maybe kunana august ikoko vechidiki vakatodzimirira tiri kuti zvese vechidiki tichazodhakwa after tandovhota nekuti kana tikakavhota upenyu hwedu hunobva hwadhakwa hwachese saka isu vechidiki tiri kutoda kunovhota vechidiki tirinobuda tinongokurudza kuti zvekudei avhurawo mafenders ayo kunzvimbo dzatinogara tisatambura kune tramba nekuti hatina mari dzetransport
thank you vamatete ndikubate muromo ndimbo tora emutereri we have Marcus ari kubotswana good evening and welcome to live talk hallo Marcus uri kutinzwa uyasizwa okay taurisa henyu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu makanonyoresa here kuvhota
kuvhota hatitati hatitita asika kutenda kutinonyoresa izvezvizvi zvikunedzikuenda kuzimbabwe
kasikai mochana bhazi rapfuura ka
aiwa tiri kumira kwativa tiri komana pindi gorema atikuita zviri mira tiita zvekutamba
aha muri kuenda riini kunonyoresa
ndikuenda ipapapa mzvesaradheni
mzvesaradheni saka mungada kudii kuti chii kune vamwe vangava kubotswana ikoko kana kusouth africa vasati vanyoresa
hai ndikurudzira kuti nezvinhu zvedu ngatiendei tinonyoresa kuvhota kuti hatitagare mumasango kugara mumasango kakuzvikuda uku kuda kutiridza nhamo kuzimbabwe nhamo yacho iri kukombeswa nechiii ekutadza kuenda kuvhota kumirira nyika yedu
haiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Marcus nekupinda muchirongwa
aiwa tinotenda ndiro
That was umlaleli uMarcus osibambe ekwelebotswana utieni hayi yena kakabhalisele ukuvota kodwa uyathembisa uthi ngomgqibelo nje wayona le iviki ulubhekise ezimbabwe ukuyabhalisa and isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoye nguva dzafamba veduwe I would like to say thanks very much to Project 4263 director Youngerson Matete and Ngovizita Donga of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance. We were also scheduled to have Takudzwa Ngadziwore of the organization Inonzi Chi. Well,